Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast! Yay!
Tuesday's here and I'm having a great time.
Or a midlife crisis.
Who's having a midlife crisis?
Have you ever had one?
I'm not midlife. Well, I might be. Ooh, with the illness. But I hope I'm not midlife.
You're nearly 30 years old.
Yeah, drifting
excited.
Towards.
Excited?
I'm so excited. This is the last podcast before I turn 30.
Is it?
Yep.
Wow.
My birthday is the 24th of July.
What do you want for
Actually,
it?
Actually, might be two more. What do I want for it? Just you to be near me and for us to go for a nice meal in New York
that
together.
That will be the case. We will be near each other. Won't we, Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, yes. Hello. Who are we going to be near to, sorry?
Each other!
Oh, well, that's lovely. I like being here.
Ethan, we're going to America as a Sloppy Joe's unit. Sloppy Joe's podcast at Gmail. That's the email. Patreon! That's the one I wanted, Joe, wasn't it?
Well done.
Patreon.com/ Sloppy Joe's podcast.
Yeah.
Because we are doing exclusive content on there of our days in America.
Yeah.
Are you going to survive?
Yes, I hope so. I'm a little bit apprehensive about the trip, but I'm sure it'll be a blast.
Are you going to look after him?
Yeah, well, he shouldn't need looking after. He's only American.
Yeah, you're from America.
I'm not.
You've got a passport that says you are.
No, it doesn't say I am. It says I'm a citizen, yeah.
Yeah, but isn't that the same thing?
Well, no. If you're from somewhere, you were born there, or you live there.
So say someone tries to kidnap Ethan.
Yeah.
What are you going to do to stop him?
I'll jump in front of the bullet.
Oof. Wow,
and if they're not, and if they're not shooting him, because you said kidnap and not shoot, now I think about it, I'll jump in front of their Hessian bag that they were going to put over his head from behind him without him knowing about it.
How much as a podcast would we pay to get Ethan back?
That's a really good question. Me, personally, I would put none of my own money towards getting him back, but I would happily set up a GoFundMe so our audience could pay for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ethan, how much do you think your sort of kidnappers...
Your ransom.
...would be?
Probably my financial worth. So maybe like...
Yeah.
Or maybe 50 maybe a couple of grand.
Yeah.
A couple of grand?
I think they could shave him up all nice and get a bit more for him.
That's a good Patreon push, isn't it? Let's get the Patreon numbers up.
Let's get Ethan home.
Release Ethan from somewhere.
Yeah.
So we've had a lovely weekend together.
We have. We went out for lunch the other day. And
what a lunch.
It was like, since that's happened, you've fallen in love with us again.
It was great fun though, wasn't it, Ethan?
Oh, yes. I had a lovely time and a lovely ice cream.
Yeah, I had a lovely time, actually.
Because I lost a bet with you about the pound world. Right, let's just break it down. Actually, I think we should start with Ethan
from the beginning.
Because Ethan, the night before...
Oh, yeah, let's do this chronologically.
Friday night, Ethan has a big night.
Yeah, he was very fragile when we saw him on the Saturday. But
in fact,
why,
we both got quite
Ethan?
Alarming texts, didn't we? I thought he was worried because he went... I got a text saying, Joe... New text. Yeah. Joe, new text. Are you awake?
Yeah.
And at 1 a.m, I'm a bit worried because there was no humour there. There was no, got a mint story to tell you. I thought, right,
yeah,
this is worrying.
Yeah.
What did you get? You got the same text?
I got the same text, but I woke up to it because I was asleep.
Did you text him back?
Yeah.
What did you say? No,
well, he texted me, but he gave it more context. He said, something amazing has just happened.
Oh,
and
right,
then he texts me again like 20 minutes later saying, in fact, I'll save it for the podcast.
Okay, right, and here we are, Ethan James.
Oh, yes. So apologies for those alarming messages. It was due to the alcohol was affecting my ability to make perfect decisions, as you'll soon find out. So on Friday, I went to a concert by myself.
Lovely.
Isn't that interesting?
Wow, that's nice.
Was it planned or did someone drop out?
So I was going to go with a couple of the lads, but they couldn't make it in the end. But they didn't actually get to the point of purchasing the ticket, but it was my favourite band, Bastille. You see. So I thought I'd still go anyway, you see.
Bastille.
Great, like, favourite band.
Hey-ho, hey-ho. Hey-o. That one, did they do that one?
Yeah.
Well, that's the one. That's probably their main one, actually, Joe.
The big Portsmouth fans, aren't they?
I don't know anything about that.
Why is the song called Pompey, then?
I think it's about the Italian city, Pompeii, I think.
Ah, I thought their lead singer was, you know, Mr. Pompey, big fat man covered in tattoos. Is he not the lead singer? Is he the drummer?
No. The lead singer is a man called Dan Smith, who is a very gifted singer. I really enjoy his
music.
He's
quite a sexy man, isn't he, Dan Smith?
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Is that what drew you into the Bastille fan
base? Is this story going to be that you had sex with him? Because that's what you just made it seem like.
Oh, no. This is more just the tale of my great adventure by myself, Drew, because I really like the band Bastille. At the Castlefield Ball, a venue I've never been to before. So I left work, few pints. I had about 3 pints in about 50 minutes, which is quite impressive, isn't it?
That's a good record. So you were on your way to being pissed.
Oh, yes.
In 50 minutes, I'm feeling pissed there, just on the speed of it all. Oh. Lovely stuff.
Well, I was thinking, I get a bit of beer down me, because I probably need to get a little bit chatty with some like people who were there, because I want to make some friends. Yeah. So as I arrived, I found myself down the centre, I wiggled my way in, and I found a lovely couple there. And I can't remember the names. Yes, but
that's how nice they were.
Yes. Hope they're watching now.
Hello, can't remember your names.
Hello, anonymous losers.
Yeah, I've got the wrong way around. So, hello, I can't remember, and your names. Your name. They're the two people.
Well, they were lovely couple. They were like maybe late 40s, early 50s.
Oof, it'd be awful now if they were mid-30s and Ethan's just sort of slandered them with that age bracket.
Luckily, I can't remember the names, so they'll never know it's them.
They're nearly dead soon anyway, aren't they?
Oh, no, not at all. Quite the opposite. Buzzing with life. Brilliant. So lively. They were telling me that they go to all these festivals and things, and his missus for his 40th, whenever it was, done a holiday in Ibiza.
Really? Yeah.
Like she loves going to the music, the raves, the parties, and they first saw this band Bastille in Leeds, which is what made them want to come back and see them again. You see,
right? Great. I've got these time. Anonymous people's life story.
Yeah.
Tell us the good bits.
Oh well, it was good because that was a real highlight for me. And then at the end of the show, the stewards started telling everyone to leave. It was Stuart. Time to go. No, the stewards, sorry, not Stuart. The stewards were telling everyone it's time to leave. So everyone makes way. And some people hang around the stage hoping to meet the band, you see. Mm.
Fat chance.
Nah, fat chance. The stewards are saying it's time to go home. So
a rap name.
To you?
Well, to me and to others.
Stuart sounds like a dick.
Usually I wouldn't stick around, but I was thinking, since I'm by myself, I've got a bit of time, so maybe I would be. And then I saw this group gather in the middle. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, like what are they doing? Like causing a scene?
Well, they were just...
Did it just stop oil?
It wasn't
just... Just stop Bastille? Was it?
It wasn't that.
Pompeii was an actual disaster. And if we don't stop soon, we'll get another one.
Well, imagine Pompeii now. If that volcano went off, it'd just be a load of plastic bottles go up in there, wouldn't it? And that's the real hell.
So everyone started gathering together, you see. And I thought I'd just go join in the gathering.
Yeah.
And then a steward says to them, right, everyone here, those with backstage wristbands, come follow me, please.
Oh, wow.
And I was thinking...
Ethan's got a decision to make.
Exactly.
Yes! Wow. How many beers have you had now? What level are you?
Well, I've had about, I'd say, 6 pints.
Oh, he's nice. He's nice.
Yeah. And he's only wee.
He's only wee.
So that's like you having what?
13.
It's like dog years. It's times 7, I think. So that's like you having 30 pints.
Yeah. Oof, God.
And the rest.
And I was feeling confident, you see. So I followed them along, and everyone else had wristbands on. I was thinking, ah, fuck. Stewards are there looking at everyone's wristbands. Oh. And I see the drummer from the band, Woody, come to the door.
Woody?
And I know his name because I quite like the band. I thought, go on, be cocky. So I run over, high five. Woody, great to see you again.
What a tactic. Have you ever started an email thread with someone and put re at the start? To make them think they'd emailed you already.
Really?
And it gets them gripped.
Great. Gaslighting in a way.
Oh, big time. But that's what Ethan's done there. He's gone, great to see you again. The bouncer hears again. He goes, he's meant to be here. He's a regular. Let him through.
Amazing. Absolutely. Because it was all like friends and family of the band and the support band. So Woody goes, lovely to see you. Come on in, mate. And I'm in. I'm in backstage with my favourite band in the world.
Wow. Who's that?
Bastille.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, they there. Wow.
They were there.
In backstage.
Yes.
What is it like?
So I take myself a seat and I sit next to what was the support act prior, and then I'm chatting to him and then he goes, "You don't have a wristband, do you, mate?" And I go, "Oh,
not
no,
fucking square." Was the support act? Aren't musicians meant to be cool? You're sat there and he's going, "You haven't got a wristband, have you, mate?"
You just batter him.
To knock him out. Hit him with your wristband free wrist. He's going 1,000 miles an hour because it's not weighed down by a wristband. Knock the fucker out.
So I tried to be super friendly, seeing him. I went, "Oh, no, I just saw an opportunity, so I came in to be honest." I went, "Let me get all your mates some chairs." So I grabbed them some, trying to be super friendly so they're on my side.
At this point.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, put your way in.
So have a little sit down, having a chat with them and things. And then over comes Dan, the lead singer of the band, who I love, you see. Oh. And he comes over, he's having a little chat
so
with the support
Dan, for you, would be the equivalent of like a sort of a real magician, musician, so for other people.
Yes, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So, well, exactly. So he's really big. I kept my calm and it was very cool. And I just wanted to hear him what he was saying. And I thought I'd work myself a little chat with him. So off I was talking about the
really
day,
nice.
The music, the how I've seen him before. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to ask the question, you see. I'm going to ask the question. No, sorry.
You joined the band?
I asked him for a photo.
Oh.
And
insert
he was,
now?
He was the loveliest man in the world.
Okay, go on.
Let me take the photo for you. I'll put it in now. I'll pull
can
it
I
in
see
now
it, please?
So you can see
hold
it.
Up to your camera.
I've seen it.
You showed us. You can see it now on the screen.
Let's see. Wow.
No, you can see it
just
now.
Just imagine
on the
it.
Screen.
I love that.
Ethan's wow. topless. Post, yeah. Two cans of Fosters. Two cans of Fosters. Loving life.
So was that the best night of your life?
And then I got a drink of champagne with him as well.
That is. Was the snacks?
Oh, I didn't push it that far, Joe.
Yeah,
I also
he's,
had a
he's not a cheeky bastard, is he?
Oh, I didn't want it to be cheeky, though. No. I also had a photo with the keyboard player.
Unbelievable.
This.
So you what think this brilliant. Is the new you now, sneaking into
Sorry,
places?
Sorry, that is the pinnacle.
Great story.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What a night.
Thank you. One of the best nights I've ever had. And off I went when I'd give it 20 minutes because I didn't want to take too much of the piss, as they say. And I walked out through the door and the steward said to us, "Do you work here, mate?" Realised no wristband. I went, "I've just popped the wristband in the bin." He went, "Should probably have kept it on." I went, "But I'm all done now." And he went, "Out you go, son."
But I won't be coming back.
It's a lovely story.
That's beautiful, that.
Yeah. Yeah, your face is going to be everywhere, by the way, Ethan.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep an eye out for
this. Have
you
seen this man?
Scumbag.
Yeah.
It's not allowing me into any more gigs.
Never allowed anywhere again.
Ooh, I want to set the story on podcast.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's a good thing. At least you didn't tell, you know, thousands of people what you just done.
Yes.
Great idea.
Do you think Dan will come on the show if we ask him, Bastille Boy?
Oh, I'm sure he would. What a lovely conversation.
What would you ask him about?
Oh, I'd just ask him about why he's just so brilliant.
Yeah. What do you think his answer would be?
He'd probably say, "I'm not." He's not a liar.
So, Sloppers, our sponsor is Wingfest 2023. I'm going to be at every single one of the remaining ones. The Sloppers, Ethan and Joe, will be at the Manchester one. But we need you and as many of the Slopper Army to come down to the three. There is four remaining ones, but one of them is sold out completely. London is completely sold out at the end of July. There is three remaining ones that we need to see as many as the Slopper Army down there. Manchester is the hometown one. Come on. It is August the 12th, which is a Saturday, and August the 13th, which is a Sunday, obviously. That is when me, Ethan and Joe will be tearing up the Wingfest scene. So make sure you grab your tickets for it. It is a brilliant occasion. The biggest food festivals, or one of the biggest food festivals in the world. Chicken wings, chicken wings, chicken wings. If you're not in Manchester, there is a Birmingham one at the Bond in Digbeth. That is Friday the 25th of August, all bank holiday weekend, so the 26th and the 27th. Then finishing off in one of my favourite locations, it is Bristol from Friday the 8th of September to the 9th to the 10th. Tickets can be found at wingfest.co.uk/tickets. Come and eat some food with us. Come and drink some beer. Come and dance to some tunes. Come and be sloppy at Wingfest. Is that, can I say sloppy at Wingfest? Yeah, we're gonna go with it. Buffalo sauce everywhere. Enjoy the rest of the episode. So then Saturday is the big day.
Yeah,
we're gonna plan New York together.
Yeah,
we're gonna go out for some food.
Yeah,
and essentially here's what happens. I pick Ethan up.
Yeah,
I go meet you.
Yeah,
we're there loving life at the Stockport train station, and we go to Mekong Cat, Vietnamese place.
What place?
Oh, I booked us a table, got on the blower dinner. Excuse me, big important meeting happening. Sloppy Joe's, yeah. Table for three, thank you. We were VIPs, although the restaurant was empty. We got in.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, we're throwing the menus.
Yeah.
We're ready for starters.
It's pretty much a standard setup at this stage, isn't it?
Yeah. If anything, I don't know where the story's going now.
No, well, that's the next point.
I want to just talk.
Ethan's so hungover. Oh. Ethan didn't know what he wanted. Ethan just saw a plate full of something in the distance and just went, I gave that.
There was a point where you gave Ethan a bit of your food and the tremors that he had.
Yeah, well, I made the mistake of handing a man with post-drink tremors a broth in a big spoon. Yeah. And it was like watching something from Total Wipeout, wasn't it? It looked like some sort of challenge.
Do you always get that, Ethan?
Oh, yeah, look, it was a bit Parkinson's-y, wasn't it, sadly?
Didn't you tell us, actually? He said that he... Someone asked him to go to America... And he's had a tremor ever since. He got so stressed, he's shaken ever since. Is that true, Ethan?
Yes, that is true.
I can't go over that.
Go on, Ethan, tell us about that.
What's wrong, Joe?
Because I think he said a bit Parkinson's-y. I think that's what he's struggling with. But we'll move on. I've never known anyone get so nervous that they shook for 3 years. Have you?
Well, it just triggered something in my head, apparently.
Oh, me. God, yeah.
That's what the doctor said. Maybe something... He said he's not 100% anything's popped or whatever, but something might have gone a little bit.
So it all happens to the lot with Parkinson's, yeah? So it happened to my gran. She's gone on a big trip to Blackpool. She's not been right since.
So, is it? Yeah. If you have some real high admin, that can trigger the old Parkinson's.
It just switches. Right, so then the food comes, we're loving it.
Delicious.
Here's what we love, right?
Yeah.
There is four pots and five sauces on the table.
I love a side sauce. I love a dip.
Soy, fish sauce, sriracha. Four pots.
The four pots are chili and peanut oil.
Paul Potts.
No, Paul Potts wasn't there.
Left.
Pickled garlic.
Oof, that was a bit rough, that
one. No, that was incredible. Dried garlic crispies. Oof,
that, I tasted them all night.
Absolutely amazing.
We thought they were peanuts at first.
Yeah, I put on so many teaspoons of the chili, because the chili wasn't that spicy, but it was so flavoursome. The broth, I had three different types of beef in there.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Let's just say, for the patrons, New York is looking quality.
Yeah.
We're going to be hitting up some lovely food spots. We're going to be just filming us out and about. It's mainly going to be like a vlog, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to capture our life.
Yeah.
I've got a new phone for it, Joe.
You've bought a new phone and everything.
Just so we can just film as much as we can.
Yeah, so
if
make
he
sure
he gets arrested, we'll film it.
He's going to get arrested. Make sure you join the Patreon, patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast. But then after that, we went to have some ice cream. Yeah. And you bet, I said to you, I'm just going to nip into Poundland because I need to get some milk and some disinfectant.
Who goes to Poundland for
milk? Well, we established there wasn't any better options in Stockport. So you said to me, I bet you, for some reason you said, I bet you a fiver on sweets for Ethan, which I thought immediately, already, even if I win this bet, I don't get anything out of it.
We walked past the sweet shop, Ethan was like, oh, look at those sweets. Yeah. And Oliver Twist, and I thought, right, I'll have a little friendly bet with Joe.
Yeah.
Lou has to buy Ethan some gifts.
So I went in there and I bought some disinfectant and some milk, because obviously they have both in Poundland. And Ethan went, oh, Joe, can I trade in that £5 worth of sweets for some sorbet instead?
Can I be completely honest? I was so out of it still. I hadn't noticed this bet happened. I just saw the ice cream, really liked the ice cream, and then Joe notified me of the bet. I had no idea this occurred.
You got on quite well with the ice cream lady, didn't you?
Oh, she was fantastic, wasn't she? She gave me and you an extra scoop for free, and she said, I tell you what, I've never done that before.
Really?
Yeah,
she just instinctively had to, like, the way he said that was like, her body just did it without her even knowing.
No, it wasn't
she
sort
was
of like
so charmed
thing.
By
it
you both.
It was just a sort of, she must have known we were in need of ice cream.
Yeah.
And then, after the ice cream, finally on this great day out, apart from the fact that there was a bomb in Stockport, but
it was a controlled explosion as well.
They blew it up. Let's forget about that. You took us to a coffee shop which had amazing coffee. It didn't, Ethan.
Oh, I didn't quite understand it, Joe.
But you ordered the worst coffee I have ever had.
Right. Come on, you tell it from your angle and
I
tell the truth.
I say to Joe, Joe's the coffee boy, isn't he, in the relationship, Ethan?
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
I've worked in coffee shops.
I said I want a little bit of this. I don't want something massive, but I want something to give me a perk, like something to boost me a little bit. But, you know, don't knock me out of a latte. Right? He
don't
comes back
with a
latte. It was like a coffee for the borrowers. It was the smallest coffee I have ever seen.
Oh, yes, it reminded me of what you'd call an espresso.
No, you wouldn't call it that.
And I didn't want one. Explain yourself.
First of all, and this is a fair enough thing, it's espresso, not espresso, but that's okay. And second of all, you're missing out a very, very crucial part of this where you asked for a macchiato. This whole like, oh, I'm Kate Moss, I want something that picks me up and fucks me up or whatever she said for an espresso martini. You didn't describe the drink to me. You said, can I have a macchiato, please? So I just repeated the word you said to me. You can't blame me for the fact that you don't know what a macchiato is.
You could have said,
do
you know how small this coffee is?
You've been going on, walking up the hill going, oh, I just want something small. I don't want a big latte. It's going to put me out for the night. I'll just have a macchiato. And I went, that maths adds up. Smaller than a latte, macchiato is that. So I've ordered two macchiatos and you get it and blame me for the fact that it's a bit of espresso with some milk in it.
Awful.
Some frothy milk.
You're a frothy milk.
How are you mad at me in all this?
Because I am.
Because what did I do? Ordered the thing you asked for.
I didn't know I wanted that.
That's a bizarre thing to say.
That's what that was.
I'll have a chicken Kiev, please. Where are my fish fingers? You don't ask for fish fingers.
I'd be so happy with a chicken Kiev.
Well, you shouldn't have asked for a macchiato, should you? If you didn't want it.
Do they do chicken Kiev?
No, they don't. I'm saying they're two breaded goods. But just because you've asked for one when you wanted the other doesn't mean that the waiter's wrong for giving you the thing you asked for.
You think to yourself, the savoury coffee boys haven't made the most of their, flavours.
Savoury coffee?
Imagine if you had a chicken Kiev coffee. Just the juices.
That's like, I think, a soup, isn't it?
Are you worried about losing your hair? You won't be surprised to find out that 1 in 5 men start losing their hair in their 20s. That is where Sons comes in. Sons are a men's healthcare brand that offer clinically proven, licensed hair loss treatments for less than a cup of coffee per day. They've treated over 50,000 customers and their treatments deliver results in 9 out of 10 men.
I've signed up for a 12-week program, mm-hmm. and I can tell you, it's very easy. Mm. All you got to do is take their 1-minute online consultation and Sons will tailor a subscription treatment plan specifically for your needs. Although, maybe not for your needs.
Well, this is very exciting because I'm looking out for you and you need this treatment. So go to sons.co.uk and use the code JOE40 to get 40% off your treatment. That is mad, isn't it?
That is a 40%.
Lot. 40%. And that adds up to £80 off a 6-month treatment. It's a lot of money.
I'm going to give it a go and you'll hopefully see some progression here in my head. There are no contracts or hidden charges and it all can be delivered straight to your door as easy as that. I could be looking like Joe Smith in 12 weeks' time.
And so could you. Go to sons.co.uk and use the code JOE40. The link is in the description.
It's the 9 out of 10 club.
Yes.
We've been doing this for a while now and we are still inundated with amazing offers. But we're going to take a pause on our burger wars.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are saying, hey, don't miss me out.
Yeah, what about
I've got a suggestion.
Yeah.
And the suggestion comes from a lady called Leanne Hellstrip. I think I'm saying that right.
Oof. You've done a few of those in your time, haven't you?
Hellstrip. And Ben Hansen, who is, I think, maybe a lover.
Pardon?
Or a brother. Well, she CC'd in another email, which is weird, isn't it?
Really?
Imagine emailing a podcast and CC'ing someone else.
I've never considered this podcast to be of any sort of standing enough to need a CC. I don't think we've ever CC'd before.
It is a lover.
CC my playmate.
Hey, Joe, and Ethan. Couple of 9 out of 10 clubs for you. We're going to focus on one.
Cool.
McDonald's Chicken Selects.
Oh, they've been mentioned before.
Yes, the Select boys and girls have been mentioned before.
The Select committee.
P.S. We love the podcast and we watch them on repeat. Thanks for all the laughs.
Right.
I've read a part of this email that spooked me a little bit. Make sure you get the sour cream and chive dip.
You joking? Well, I ain't done that, have I? Because I didn't know. You got to...
It wasn't vital. It isn't vital, but also the 9 out of 10.
I mean, there is a part where it says make sure.
No. The one and only sour. Oh, right. So no. The sour. The dip, Ethan, is just.
Oh yeah, you fucked it up, and you want me to.
Oh right. So, give me a fucking slack.
Well, actually, you know what? The good thing is, I can tell you right now. For me, it would not get in the 9 out of 10 club with the sour cream chew.
Ah, tub club. That's my own little. That's my own little club.
Can't get out of the tub club.
Are you not out of the tub club?
I wouldn't be putting it in with the sour cream and chive dip because I think it tastes like plastic. That dip.
I 100% agree.
So I've
sour cream. It tastes like shit.
Yeah, it's not real. It's Ethan? So fake and old.
I've never had this particular dip, so it would have been a really nice experience to have tried it.
Instead, we've got the sweet chili dip, which is another one of their premium dips. So the chicken step, for those who don't know, it was McDonald's sort of real first attempt to hit back at KFC, wasn't it?
Yeah. Do you think they fried sort of body chicken slammed the governor? Or what's it called? Is it called the governor?
Body slammed the governor.
The colonel.
The colonel.
Did you lever him?
Yeah. Right, let's have a look.
It's a nice bit of chicken, Ethan. Come around, leave it on the wide. Get involved. Do they rival the KFC fillet?
No, well, I think what they're going up against is the... what's it
strip
called? Yeah.
The gooch.
No, the KFC. What's it called, Ethan, from KFC?
The strip.
The boneless.
Mm. He's right.
The strips.
It's called the strips.
Is it?
Yeah. I know my KFC.
Why didn't you say that before?
Is it better than the KFC strip?
No. It's not. The chicken, if we're honest, is a bit dry in there. There's a certain element of clagginess to it.
Yeah.
It's not juicy, is it? There's no. If you squeeze that, if you squeeze a chicken select, it pisses down your arm.
What?
If you squeeze that, there's no
what
juice.
What are you doing there?
I'm making a point about moisture.
You're telling me, if you got a KFC strip and squeezed it like you just squeezed there, moisture would come out of it.
Some.
I would send that back.
Why? The moisture's not
what
ketchup.
What water are you or moisture are you expected to pour out your
not pour
KFC
out.
Gooches?
Have you never had? Are you unaware of the concept of meat being moist?
No, I get that. But right. If I was to pick up a strip now, even true or false, squeezed it and a bit of the liquid would come out.
I think. Would that be oil? Because it's quite oily.
Oh,
KFC.
It would be oil. No, dirty wouldn't. Oil. Crude oil, probably.
It wouldn't. Anyway, for me, delicious. It is nice. It's above, we're talking positively about this food item. It tastes nice. It is fried chicken. You can't hate it. But it's not touching the 9 out of 10 club,
oh,
is it?
Ethan, I don't know. I think he's being tight there.
You know what, Drew? When I get a McDonald's, my go-to order would be 5 chicken selects, fries, smoky barbecue dip, a cheeseburger, probably a McFlurry.
Put me in, I'll lie down as well.
And a drink.
Oh, good.
But I think the selects
real?
Are
what,
probably...
What then? I don't know.
Did you mean, what were you doing? Why were you reading it?
I was in a trance.
What happened there, Ethan? What felt weird.
That what felt weird, Joe? Sorry.
The way you read out your order was like you were reading it off a receipt.
Well, what I'm saying is, I think this is probably one of McDonald's finest dishes.
Mm. What you're saying here, Ethan, I think, if you don't put it in the 9 out of 10 club, is that you don't think any dish in McDonald's is 9 out of 10.
Oh, yes, I guess you're right.
Because if this is his order...
This is his favourite.
This is his bad boy order.
Yeah.
Oh, I stumbled there. He wants it in there, Ethan. So well, you.
Tell you what, I do love a quarter pounder with cheese.
Wow.
Okay.
Half pounder.
Yeah.
That would have been a good one, wouldn't have it?
Right. That
can't
is
just
one,
keep
though, is
it? Good ones. We've got the chicken selects here because Leanne Hellstrip wanted it.
Is she actually called Strip
oh
in
my
her
God.
Name as well?
Oh, my God. She's called Strip. No, wouldn't it be good if she was called Hell Select?
No. Yeah, but I think, let's be honest. I think Hellstrip is as good as we're going to get. Yeah. For you, Ethan, are they Hell Strips or are they Heaven Strips?
You know what? I do bloody love them. I'm going to put them
in.
I feel a bit dirty saying that.
You've not watched in a while, have you?
Well, no, I mean more so in I'm sure there is probably better things out there, more 9 out of 10 worthy, but sometimes about when you get a Mackey's, it's a bit of a treat and you look forward to it, don't you? And it's always consistent. And I know it's packed with shit, but it just tastes nice.
Ethan, aren't we all packed with shit?
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
That's what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with it. So for you, is it in, yeah?
I'm going to put it in.
It's in. For me, it's not in. For Hellstrip, it's in.
For Hellstrip, so
it
needs one more.
You're the deciding vote.
From the McGrath, magic fingers. What's he going to say? I believe the chicken select.
He's saying it like he's Abraham Lincoln for some reason.
And also, can I just say, sometimes out of the chicken selects, sometimes there's one which is a little bit funky in there texture-wise with the chicken.
I think that's to keep you on your toes.
And that's why it's let it down and it's an 8
out of 10.
It's not. But a good dipping sauce, you know, a good little dipping. It's delicious. So very nearly Leanne Hellstrip. Congratulations though on having a boyfriend you can see seeing.
Yeah.
To an email. When we ordered from McDonald's, Joe.
Yes. Something came up.
There's a couple of trending items, isn't there?
There's been a couple of trending items. First of all, saw these on the menu. I've never tried any of these. And these are just a bonus.
Bonus, 9 out of 10 club. Fat bastard
of club. We'll have to go through these quickly.
Jesus Christ.
New items on the menu. We've got the Lotus Biscoff McFlurry. And I would like to say,
9 out of 10.
One of the greatest glow-ups of any confectionery in the last 10 years. These used to be exclusively shit cafes giving you a free one on the side of a latte.
Yeah.
Now, it's one of the most popular flavours on the high street.
It is. And it's because someone blended it.
Yeah,
they made the spread.
Well, did you hear the rumour about that? They didn't blend it. They chewed it up and spat it back out.
Ooh. So we've got some big boy in the corner of the factory just doing that constantly. Oh, wow, yeah. I don't mind that job.
No, I bet you won't.
That's why I said it.
Double Big Mac with bacon. That's another one. And finally, and this one has ripped apart social media.
Your bottom.
The double chocolate pie.
Now, I already know. I think two of these items are in the 9 out of 10 club.
Okay, should we start with...
But they're both desserts.
Should we start with the one that can melt?
Ethan, come over here, you little scumbag.
Also, when did... I don't really have ice cream, as we know.
Classic.
I don't like it. When did they abandon the square-topped spoon that gets spun?
When the far left got involved.
What, the Wokarate?
When the Rogarate... I don't know. It's probably something really nice. Oh, it's good job with that spoon that we're all sharing. He's not sort of deep-throated it for the audio listeners.
So what would you want me to do? Me. Not eat any?
Just sort of grab a little bit from the side. Ethan doesn't like eating from stuff that you've already eaten from.
I like it dry.
And now you've just deep-throated that spoon for the audio listeners like I've never seen anything else. Do it right. Come on, see the pie. I already know this is 9 out of 10. I don't even fucking need to try it. Oh, unbelievable. Eat that, Ethan. Just Ethan. Say it's 9 out of 10, mate.
No, don't just say it's 9 out of 10. Have a bite. You need to have a bite, Ethan. Finger it if you have to. You must try it. Right, chocolate pie. This is the one I'm excited for.
What's cold?
Don't finger the ice cream.
What?
What the hell? What is it?
You've never chocolate in it.
What?
Is it all floated to the bottom?
Oh, yeah.
Why have we started with dessert?
Oh, yeah.
I've bitten like half of that.
Right, give it to Ethan.
I'm not having a chocolate.
I don't care, Joe. It's always it's yours. Right. It's not the 9 out of 10 Joe club. Give it over here. Give it that chocolate bit.
Yeah. I ain't even have to. Can I try a bit with chocolate in it?
No.
Thanks, Ethan. Sorry.
You're going to hate it.
Okay.
I'll just fit that in it. Try that.
Whoa. Okay.
Now we've got to go from really sweet stuff to a double Big Mac.
I think we'll be fine. Look at this, by the way. Look at how barely cooked this bacon is.
Stop it, Ethan doesn't like your fingering stuff. Never mind doing that. Right, the desserts. Lotus Biscoff McFlurry.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Chocolate pie. Nah, little gimmick. Decent, but not for me. Joe.
I don't love ice cream, but that Lotus Biscoff McFlurry is delicious.
Yeah, it's very good.
The problem I always see with McFlurry is we've still got half of the ice cream left there and almost none of the topping, which is tricky. I think they need to do a better job of...
Yeah, they're very tight, aren't they? But there's been cutbacks. It's the cost of living.
Yeah, I'm sure one of the biggest corporations in the world are really struggling. So for me, it doesn't get in on that basis. There is a 9 out of 10 bite in there, but the whole thing isn't 9 out of 10 and the average takes it below. Not good enough.
Ethan, that Lotus Biscoff gets in.
I think if Joe doesn't know how to stir an ice cream around, that shouldn't make it...
Well, it's quite difficult to stir an ice cream with a spoon that's made out of cardboard. I think they used to stir it for us. They've now stopped, and Joe will probably blame the cost of living because that's what it seems to be the reasoning for everything in Joe's life. Mm-hmm. Joe shit his pants if they don't blame the cost of living. Didn't you?
They closed all the public toilets down.
He's done it! He's found a way back to it! It's close, but it's not in for me, the Lotus Biscoff. The chocolate pie...
Do not shite.
Literally, half of it didn't have any chocolate in. Mm. So that half is shit, and therefore it drags the whole thing down.
Right, so that's not gone in, but the Lotus ice cream could potentially get in.
Yeah. Ethan James.
Without a shadow of a doubt, it's incredible.
It is really good.
And finally, should we take one bite of this? Double Big Mac.
This is
the final menu item. This is a double Big Mac with bacon. So it's got double the patty, double the fun. I can't even get my slop around that.
This is awful, this, for the audio listeners. It's just a disgrace. Ooh. Joe's took his top off. For the other listeners, he's windmilling. I don't really like a Big Mac, so I don't know how I'm going to like double the meat. Hey, am I right, boys? No, he's better than a Big Mac. I was surprised by that. I do love me meat, though, don't I, Joe? And you say that now and again.
I've always said that about you.
My question now is, if it's better than the Big Mac, is the Big Mac 9 out of 10?
No.
Or is it 8? Or is it 7? And if it is, does it add any points onto it? Save me one final bite of that. Scram that in there,
yeah.
It's a nice burger, but I can't help but think the lack of cheese and a little bit more sauce couldn't elevate it a little bit more.
Mm.
The bacon does, let's be honest, nothing, because it's just flappy bacon. Ethan, are you tasting the bacon in there?
To be honest, Drew, I deliberately avoided it.
Why?
I like bacon, big fan of bacon, but the Mackey's bacon, it just looked miserable and almost... I was afraid of it, so I just let it stay there and dangle away.
What other foods are you afraid of?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm afraid of licorice. That just freaks me out. I don't really understand what that is. You should be afraid of some shellfish. They can cause death.
Can they?
Oh, yes. So look out for that.
That Big Mac ain't getting in, is it?
No.
Let's just cut to the shit.
Right, so what is getting in then?
The Biscoff ice cream incorrectly got in.
No. It's not incorrect, is it?
The double Big Mac with bacon did not get in.
No, yeah.
And the chocolate pie did not get in.
Right then, I know we've done Mackey's, but we have to Mackey's try big. The new items. And I think we'll make it a thing that if there's a new item on the menu, Joe.
We've got to go for it.
We'll dive in.
So that's the end of the 9 out of 10 club. A lot to pack in there.
Yeah, too much.
But we had to go through the new menu items, like you said. Let's move on now to Joe versus Joe.
It's an incredible lead for Smith. 4-1.
4-1 on the day. First to 7.
Can I ask you about the forfeit? One of the most liked comments was that whoever loses has to be on hand and foot for Ethan James for 24 hours.
I love this idea.
So we have to do everything for him.
Because Ethan James can look after himself, we know that. But there are...
Really?
This is what I'm saying. There are times, and Ethan will admit this, where a weekend, a Saturday, the big day of the week, will pass him by and he sort of can't really do anything with it. He doesn't know what to do. He can't get to grips with it. He can't get his hands on it.
Yeah.
And I think with a sort of a 24/7 manslave, like we would be...
I wouldn't do anything sexual.
I think it will make his life better. It's whatever he asks.
What?
You've just got to hope he doesn't.
Ethan, if I was your slave, would you ask me to do something sexual?
Well, maybe not you.
So, it's the rare occurrence where he makes himself laugh. So what you're suggesting there is you'd ask Joe,
your actual boss,
to somehow
cut to your
please
camera,
you.
Cut to your camera.
In a way, you stop doing this thing where you laugh.
Cut to your camera,
Ethan.
Turn
your camera off.
Ethan, I command you as your sex slave.
No.
Cut to your camera. So, basically, Ethan can do what he wants with us.
I'd arrange a great day for him if I was his slave for the day.
Yeah.
You know, proper, like, good day out, loads of fun.
Yeah. You do all that, but I know that deep down he's a vindictive little prick. And you'd be, I've got tickets to Legoland. I've got you this, I've got your little suit, like, I stole it from a ventriloquist dummy or whatever, that we're going to go out together. Yeah, get him like a suit, dress up nice, we'll go out. You'll have a full day, and he'll just go, make us a sugar cube pyramid 40 feet high, you can't go home till it's done.
Oh, white or brown sugar?
Whatever. One white, then one brown, and if there's two in a row, same colour, you start again.
Really?
Yeah. So you'll have a big day for him and he'll just about.
Essentially, whoever loses now has to make a sugar pyramid.
Well, we'll see what he demands. But that's the sort of thing he's up for.
Anyway, I've come back from worse, you know. I've come back from 4-something down.
It was 4-1 down last time.
Right then, are we going to get game on?
Ethan James, take it away. Joe versus Joe.
Yes, it's quite a big deficit, isn't it? But let's see if Drew can turn it around in... the round of McDonald's.
Oh! good, isn't he, at the old producing,
that's the thing with him. He can produce. He could produce, what? I don't know. The back legs of a horse.
Oh! God, it's... Back, what do you mean McDonald's? Like, the guy on the farm, or...?
Oh, yeah, it's not old McDonald's, is it?
Ah, well, you see, good question. But it's actually the most popular McDonald's, the fast food restaurant.
Jeez. Oh! Was he Trevor McDonald?
Sir Trevor.
Yes, news
questions
at 10.
Questions on Sir Trevor, ready.
Jimmy... Moriarty. What a lovely name.
Wow. Is that not from a guy from Sherlock, the bad guy?
Big time.
He's wrote in and he says, hi, Drew and Ethan. I thought McDonald's would be an interesting topic for Drew versus Joe due to the affinity of you lot have to McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Hope it works. So that makes sense after today, doesn't it?
It does, Ethan. Congratulations.
Couldn't have gone better for you, this.
Question one.
Are we going straight in? Yeah, no messing about.
Well... There's no need to...
Quarterback.
No need to stand on ceremony.
Or lube you up before you shag you, as they say.
Oof, God, Ethan, that was what, weird coming
what's
from gone, you.
What's happened to you the last
He's
couple
He's getting
minutes?
Prepared for you to be his slave.
Something about a chicken select. Do you often use chicken selects as foreplay or something, and this is a kind of Pavlovian response?
Yeah, that's... Because all of a sudden... Chive dip is different in Ethan's household.
He eats a chicken select, and all of a sudden we're just meat to him, aren't we? Yeah.
Double pounder. He'll double pound you.
Love that.
Up the bum.
Yeah, we got it. Fucking hell. Go on, Anith.
I might timestamp that bit out, actually, because it was rather out of character for me to say something that kind of sexually aggressive.
You can't timestamp it out. Right, go for it.
All right. Question one on McDonald's. The question is, what were the names of the brothers who opened the first McDonald's? He suggests I can... give a point for one right answer and two for both.
Oh, I'm just taking guesses at men's names.
Yep, that makes sense. Good logic. I'll give you actually 10 seconds because I'm feeling generous.
We're done. Yeah, 10 seconds is good though. We might as well enjoy
just
this.
First name.
Might as well enjoy this time.
Yes, just the first name. How about we do a name each? Joe Smith, your name first.
Ronald.
Okay, thank you, McGrath.
I've also gone Ronald.
Could have been
Smith again.
John.
And I've gone Jim.
Have you actually?
Yes, sir. Jim and Ronald. Ronald's got to be one of them.
The answers are Richard and Morris. Morris McDonald.
Wow.
Great fun, this. Right, next one, McDonald, we're on a roll. So that's where's good, Ronald come from then? He must be the dad.
You know he's points. The clown?
No.
You're the fucking clown.
Nice.
Question two.
Yeah.
Where was the first McDonald's restaurant located? Right, the city or the state will work, please.
Jesus, that's tricky. I'm trying to think of like the headquarters. Oh, God.
Alarm!
I'm gonna go. That was quick.
Alarm!
The state.
Alarm!
Can you go for the state?
City or state?
State, city or state?
What are you going for?
Texas.
Oof. I've got Kentucky.
Oh.
The answer is California.
Kentucky's the other key, sir.
No, but I thought it might be one of them things. You know, it's like. Oh, they're actually both from Kentucky.
Because maybe Kentucky boy saw a McDonald's once.
I think he saw a flap in the market.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, I think you were getting confused with Drew. Kentucky Fried Chicken, which is famously from Kentucky.
Nice.
Just did 2 minutes on it.
Next question. Question three. What year was McDonald's founded?
I'm going to shit my hands and clap in a minute. These are well hard. Are you going to give us any, like, leeway?
The closest wins, perhaps.
Well, we'll have to wait and see for that.
What do you mean? Surely you have to establish that before the answers are given.
We'll see if we get to that stage.
I meant for this question, but that's obviously not the case.
Sorry, Drew. I understand the question now. I will take... If either of you get it correct within a time span of 5 years... I will give you the answer.
Okay.
What have you gone for then?
I've gone for 1972.
Oh, I've gone for 1970.
Oh.
We get it bang on. Once someone get it bang on.
Well, it's 1940, so never mind.
What?
1940.
But the problem with this is, the problem with this all origin of McDonald's thing, have you ever seen the film The Founder?
Yeah, I thought, that doesn't seem like the 40s.
No, but it's not. It's because McDonald's, the brand, the burger place owned by these two, is it obviously Ronald from the 40s, but the concept of the fast food chain McDonald's that we know today only came around much later on.
Ask us that again then.
No. So this question coming up number four, I think Drew Smith has mentioned this on a podcast previously.
Oh, I hate that because I know I'm not going to get it.
So we'll see if you get it. I might be wrong. According to McDonald's, how many different shapes do the McDonald's chicken nuggets come in? And you get an extra point for naming the shapes.
Oh, fuck off. Naming the shapes.
So you just need to give me the number, and that's a point. But if you name all four of the shapes, I'll give you a cheeky bonus, yeah?
Oh, that's not right. That is right.
That's the laws.
You need to know all four of the shapes.
For a bonus point. But you can, if you get...
This is going to be him winning now, because you and your bonus point.
Oh, it's going to be him winning because he knows the answer to the question and I don't. That's what a quiz is,
mate. No, he's just added on bonus points out of nowhere. Well, we all know how many shapes there are.
I don't think you do.
I do. I know how many shapes there are. I just don't know what they're all fucking called. They're like the Powerpuff Girls.
Alarm. McGrath.
Is there four?
Okay, Smith?
Four.
Both of you get a point. Can any of you name all four?
No. Nope.
I've got four things written down, but I'm certain of three. I'm certain of Ball, Bell, and Bone.
And as of this stage, Joe, you are correct. I need all four, I'm afraid.
And for the fourth one, I know it's another B. They're all Bs, aren't they?
Banana.
I've got
baton.
Yes.
No.
No, I've said that.
What's the question?
I've already written it down. I've gone bow. Or bow tie.
Like, so can you repeat them again, Drew?
Ball, bell, bone, bow.
No, I swear.
Bow tie.
I swear. What is it, Ethan?
So it's bell, ball, boot, and then bone / bow.
We didn't get boot, did he?
Well, there's five then. Yeah. You said we needed to get four.
No, but there's four, but the quiz states it's a bone or a bow, which falls into the same category.
Okay, so I got four. There are four words written, but there's actually five words, and I didn't get all five.
Right, let's go.
Unfortunate. So I've got 1 point.
That's very harsh, I agree. But that's the nature of Joe versus Joe.
Alarm.
I'm
talking too much.
Question five. In 2012...
Such a bad loser.
In 2012, how much money, in US dollars please, did a chicken nugget supposedly shaped like George Washington sell for on eBay? The closest takes it!
Oh, really?
The closest takes it.
Shaped like who?
Shaped like George Washington.
The OG. He's the OG, isn't he, Washington?
What do you mean the OG?
Like, first president, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. See, the problem with eBay is you can put a bid in for 10 billion quid. The item ends, everyone writes their articles, and they just don't pay it.
True.
So this could be, what is it worth, or what has someone jokingly put down? We don't know if they actually got this money, do we? Could be
alarm!
It sold for this amount, and yes, Drew is correct, it is alarm. Can I have the answers, please?
Yeah, I've got
You go first.
22,000.
Oh, I've gone 40.
There's a winner.
Always is.
So it's 1-1 at the minute, isn't it?
Yes.
This takes it. Whoever gets this takes it. If I go 5-1 up, Joe.
And I forgot your answers. What did you say?
22,000.
40.
Oh, yes. The answer's 8,100. So Smith takes it.
Yeah! That'll be a 5-1 lead, Joe.
Can I just say? Who wrote them questions? Who wrote them questions?
Someone with you in mind.
They were shit.
You review Jimmy. Takeaways for a living.
Yeah, I don't review ones that shape like George Washington.
You should have known ball, bell, bone and boot. You should have known that.
Why? You didn't know it.
Yeah, but I don't eat food for a living.
I don't eat nuggets for a living.
Well, you should do.
Well, you should do.
That's 5-1 on the whole. You've got to do a lot to come back to get seven.
I'll have to come back better. Be stronger.
And on that note.
Right then. Remember, no Friday episodes now for a couple of weeks, but they'll be back. Do not worry, because these guys are gallivanting around the US. And I'll be there with them as well for a bit.
Yeah.
But then we're back, bebe.
Bebe.
Oh, God. So Friday episodes will take a little bit of a pause.
Yeah.
So what should they do on Fridays instead,
What
Joe?
Should they do on Fridays instead is watch this episode again.
Oh, my God.
No, actually, what they should do is they should check out the Patreon, because in place of the Friday episodes, there will be Patreon videos from our time in America.
Yeah.
So if you're missing out, you think, oh, I love the Friday episode, join the Patreon, Sloppy Joe's, patreon.com/Sloppy Joe's. Check us out there. You get those videos, and all the previous videos we've ever done will be available to you there, so check them out.
Yeah, and or reverse this episode and see if there's any hidden, like,
messages. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What have you, Ethan?
Oh, yes, and please like and subscribe. Ta-ra.